From the live music capital of the world, this is the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. It's been a slow but steady rise for the Jayhawks. They formed nearly, get this, 30 years ago in Minneapolis. And today on the show, the alt-country band is in our Studio 1A. And we'll also go back to a vintage conversation to hear about the Jayhawks' roots and influences.
We love the Sir Douglas Quintet.
Yes.
You could find that Mendocino record used, and we all had it, and we listened to it a lot.
And speaking of Texas music, we speak with author John T. Davis about one of the most influential Texas groups. His new book follows the Flatlanders from Dusty Lubbock all the way to Carnegie Hall. Plus, an ACL Fest encore featuring the Preachers, Nikki Lane, and more as the Austin Music Experience gets underway. This is the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. The Jayhawks and the Flatlanders both have had long, steady careers, and they're both in the spotlight this week. The Jayhawks are touring behind some new reissues, and the Flatlanders are the subject of a new book. We'll hear from both a little later on, but first, some live music. Tonight at the State Theater, it's the Nancy Show. Five Austin voices paying tribute to Nancy Sinatra, and it is a benefit for the Sims Foundation, great organization that provides low-cost mental health care to Austin musicians. Jazz Mills, Shelley King, Betty Sue, and Brennan Lee are the singers. Oh, I forgot one. And Tamika Jones. We recently had Tamika in Studio 1A. She's been called the Tina Turner of jazz, which is interesting because she brings her soul sound to the likes of Nirvana and Bob Marley, amongst many others. Here's Tamika Jones, Hot and Bothered, on the Austin Music Experience.
Give my regards to the woman who made ya. Give a high five to the heavens that sent ya. I like the way that you're cruel, yeah, you got me. It don't make sense for me to feel this much emotion. I had a mother.
Sometimes I don't know where this dirty road is taking me. Sometimes I can't even see the reason why. I guess I keep a gambling, lots of booze and lots of rambling. It's easier than just waiting around to die. One time with friends, I had a mom. I even had a paw. He beat her with a bell once, cause she cried. She told him to take care of me, move down to Tennessee. It's easier than just waiting around to die. I came of age and found a girl in a Tuscaloosa bar. She cleaned me out and hit it on the slide. Tried to kill the pain, bought some booze and hopped the train. Seemed easier than just waiting around to die. Said he knew where some easy money was. We robbed the man and brother, did we fly? The posse, they caught up with me, dragged me back to Muskogee. It's 2 long years just waiting around to die. Now I'm out of prison, I got me a friend at last. He don't steal or drink or cheat a lot. Codeine, he's the nicest thing I've seen. Together we're gonna wait around and die. I'm out of prison, I got me a friend at last. He don't steal or drink or cheat a lot. His name's Codeine, he's the nicest thing I've seen. Together we're gonna wait around and die. Together we're gonna wait around.
Never thought we'd hear a soul version of one of Townes Van Zandt's saddest songs, but we just did, from Michael Kiwanuka, who first came to light touring with Adele as her opening act, and last year on the 39th season of Austin City Limits, he broke out that Townes Van Zandt cover, Waitin' Round to Die. It was on Townes' first record, For the Sake of the Song, and it's also the B-side of Michael Kiwanuka's new single on Jack White's Third Man Records. Michael Kiwanuka, preceded by Austin's Tamika Jones, an exclusive live performance in Studio 1A of Hot and Bothered. Tamika Jones, a native Austinite, will be at the Cactus Cafe later this month, but tonight is at the State Theater. Again, it's The Nancy Show, 5 Austin voices paying tribute to Nancy Sinatra, and Tamika is one of them. The show is hosted by our own Elizabeth McQueen, and it is a benefit for the Sims Foundation. Tonight, 8 o'clock. At the State Theater. We continue the Austin Music Experience with a couple more exclusive live performances. This one is from the Virginia-based band J. Roddy Walston and The Business. We were with them backstage at Austin City Limits. They've been around for about a dozen years. This song was on their most recent record, Essential Tremors, but it's a much more acoustic version of Take It As It Comes.
I met a family and I called them mine. Stored it up, the cocker. Let
was a choice, but Malibu, a destiny. I place my folly above us. I will get from the dream. Ah, can you feel me vibrate? Ah, sent you to me in such a strange way. Take it as it comes. You gotta take it as it goes. You gotta make the final run. You gotta take it as it comes. Well, I got no place to go. I got no other life, no. I put the bullet in the gun. You gotta take it as it comes. And some lust up, blood ran till the tubes were tight. Girls feel the creative curse, invite to make alive. Ah, friends, can you feel me vibrate? Such a dreamer in such a strange way. I'm in a tainted love. No place to go. I got no other life, no. I put the bullet in the gun. You gotta take it as it comes. Two losers formed in your bedroom with a secret. You fix it all. You fix it all with your mother's milk. No regret. Hear now the harmonic kiss. The hearing aids humming. This is the end of it all. No, let me say it is cause. You gotta take it as a 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 cause.
Yes,
From Down Under, that's the Preachers, spelled like creatures, and the song Cruel, an exclusive Studio 1A performance that we cut during the ACL Music Festival. The Preachers have worked with our own Jimino. When I say our own, I mean Austin's Jimino at the Public Hi-Fi Studios here. They worked with him on their debut album, Blue Planet Eyes, which has the original version of that song, Cruel. And a band that was formed in Cleveland, Tennessee. I did not know there was such a place, but there is. J. Roddy Walston in the business, now based in Virginia. Take It As It Comes, recorded backstage at Austin City Limits 2014, and originally on their most recent record, Essential Tremors. Coming up, the Jayhawks return to Studio 1A, and the legendary legacy of the Flatlanders comes into focus as the Austin Music Experience continues. From the live music capital of the world, this is the Austin Music Experience.
I'm Gary Hartman with the Center for Texas Music History at Texas State University in San Marcos. This week in Texas music history, we'll meet a queen who helped launch a rock star's career. Victoria Spivey was born in Houston on October 15, 1906. At an early age, Spivey began singing and playing piano in Houston area nightclubs. She went on to perform with such great artists as Bessie Smith, Memphis Minnie, and Louis Armstrong. Queen Victoria, as she was sometimes called, had her first big hit in 1926 with Black Snake Blues.
Cause my left pajama, my flesh began to crawl. My left pajama, my flesh began to crawl. Said you my lifestyle, another woman kicking in my stall. Cause my left,
in 1962, Victoria Spivey started her own record label, Spivey Records, which included among its studio musicians a young, unknown harmonica player named Bob Dylan. Spivey continued to perform throughout the United States and Europe until her death in 1976. Next time on This Week in Texas Music History, we'll remember an immigrant son who helped popularize an unofficial state anthem. This Week in Texas Music History is made possible in part with support from Humanities Texas. I'm Gary Hartman.
With your weekly roundup of Austin Music News, I'm Tyler Pratt. And this is your sound check. A few music headlines from weekend two of this year's ACL Fest. Scottish indie electronic band Churches unveiled a new track at the festival. Lorde performed her new song from the forthcoming Hunger Games film. It's titled Yellow Flicker Beat. And St. Vincent made almost all of the music blogs for her weekend two performance, which involved stealing clothes from the audience and climbing up the stage's scaffolding. Remembrances for a 21-year-old Texas student who died after this year's Austin City Limits Music Festival were held this week. While the cause of death is still pending, Jessica Hunter died Wednesday, October 8th after taking MDMA, a drug similar to ecstasy, during the first Sunday of the fest. Hunter, a Texas State University student, was described by friends to local news station KVU as always smiling and loving life. An avid supporter of the university's hockey team, players say they will put her initials on their helmets. Lavender balloons, Hunter's favorite color, were also released this week in her memory at Sewell Park in San Marcos. Austin electropunk trio Blaxploitation has been generating steam on the local music scene and internet blogs for a while now. This week, the group dropped their debut full-length album titled Black Cop Down. It impressively mixes punk, electronica, hip-hop, pop, and some pretty politically charged lyrics. Along with being available for purchase, the album is also streaming online on services like Spotify. Now, sadly, the record's release also coincided with a tragedy this week. One of the album's producers, Ikey Owens, who was keyboardist for Jack White and the Mars Volta, died while on tour with Jack White this week in Mexico. He was 38. One Austin musician made his Team Coco debut this week. Shaky Graves is currently touring with his new album, And the War Came, and stopped by Conan Tuesday night to perform his catchy new single, Dearly Departed, with fellow singer Esme Patterson. You can check out the sharply dressed Shaky, still in a cowboy hat and boots, at teamcoco.com. You're listening to the Austin Music Experience. I'm Tyler Pratt.
I'm Jody Denberg. Conversation and live music from the alt-country pioneers, the Jayhawks, in a moment. But first, we're going to turn our attention to another country-influenced artist. Nikki Lane grew up in South Carolina, but appropriately landed in Nashville. Tonight, she's in Australia. In December, she'll be back in Austin at Emo's. She was just here backstage at Austin City Limits, where she did this performance of her song, Right Time.
Any day or night time, it's always the right time. It's always the right time to do the wrong thing. Well, it's 2 a.m., you're sitting at the bar, wondering if you should make your last call. Well, don't call me, oh, don't make my phone ring. 'Cause you know what I say, honey, it's always the right time to do the wrong thing. Well, we're strolling into your daddy's country club. That valet left that Shelby motor running, let's jump inside. Oh, let's take a full ride. 'Cause you know what I say, honey, it's always the right time to do the wrong thing. Oh, and day or night time, it's always the right time. It's always the right time to do the wrong thing. If you're looking for a good time, you and me will get on just fine. It's always the right time to do the wrong thing. Well, old Willie's bus is putting out some smoke. I'm knocking his door and asking for a tow, just cause, hey, we're both outlaws. am here to tell you just the same, honey, it's always the right time to be over. Oh, any day or night time, it's always the right time, it's always the right time to be wrong. If you're looking for a good time, you and me will get on just fine. It's always the right time to do the wrong thing. If you're looking for trouble, honey, I can show you how. We don't have to wait. My favorite time of day is right now. Oh, any day or night time, it's always the right time. It's always the right time to do the wrong thing. If you're looking for a good time, you and me will get on just fine. It's always the right time to do the wrong thing. Any day or night time, it's always the right time. It's always the right time to do the wrong thing. If you're looking for a good time, you and me will get on just fine. It's always the right time to do the wrong thing.
You please spare me from your third degree. I could burn, I could scream, I could show you what I mean. I'm so thirsty, I divest. I've become the bad guy, taking hits in black and white. Hey, I love you and I hurt you so. I love you, would you please let me go? I love you and I want you to know. Oh, oh, oh. This is what love feels like.
Two exclusive live performances, you're hearing them on the Austin Music Experience. You can see and hear them at our website, kutx.org, or on the KUTX YouTube channel. You just heard My Brightest Diamond backstage at Austin City Limits, the song I Am Not the Bad Guy. Shara Warden is the name of the woman who leads My Brightest Diamond. She's worked with most notably Sufjan Stevens, but also David Byrne and the Decembrists. Classically trained in Denton, Texas at UNT, Shara Warden was with us backstage at ACL Fest, as was Nikki Lane, and the ubiquitous Dan Auerbach of the Black Keys produced Nikki Lane's latest album, All or Nothing. Dan is nowhere to be found on that version of Right Time, which gives you another view of Nikki Lane's formidable talents, and she will be back in Austin in December at Emo's. Alternative country had its day in the sun in the 90s with bands like Uncle Tupelo and Ryan Adams' Whiskey Town, and you could certainly count the Jayhawks amongst that crop, but the Jayhawks have always stood a bit apart. You'll hear 60s pop as well as classic country influences in their sound, and of course those harmonies, Gary Louris and Mark Olson during the band's peak. While Uncle Tupelo and Whiskey Town are long gone, the Jayhawks remain, though they've got a different lineup these days. Mark Olson once again out of the band following his reunion with them on Mockingbird Time. The latest lineup of the Jayhawks was in Studio 1A just a few days ago. They've got their albums Sound of Lies, Smile, and Rainy Day Music reissued. Those are ones without Mark. In a moment, we'll go backstage to a vintage conversation with the band. But first, here's the Jayhawks, I'm Gonna Make You Love Me, live from Studio 1A on the Austin Music Experience.
Senses, you're more than a friend, you're my perfect lover. I'll never be all you want me to, but that's alright. I'm gonna make you love me. I'm gonna dry your tears. We're gonna stay
Stay.
The Jayhawks recently recorded live in our Studio 1A with I'm Gonna Make You Love Me, which was on their album Smile, which, along with Sound of Lies and Rainy Day Music, was made without Mark Olson. But 3 years ago, I had Gary and Mark at the mic, and they talked about the roots of the Jayhawks. Was there a time when you first sang together where you hit a sort of a blend and went, looked at each other and went, oh?
Well, for me, it was on the Blue Earth record when we started to sing the songs through, the whole song through together. Because mm-hmm. prior to that, we started out, we had this kind of idea, you know, we heard Sweetheart of the Rodeo, and that was so much fun, you know, compared to the other music going on at the time. It just seemed so different and like such a challenge to play something like that. And there was a radio show called Classic Country. So we would tape that show on our cassettes and try to write classic country songs. So all this Texas music was to us like a really huge deal, you know. We were separated from it very far away, you know, and all the history of it, we were separated. But we were trying to write these classic country songs. And from that, you know, it lent itself to the chorus harmonies. And then we went in, and when we started to do Blue Earth, we went more into our own direction, which turned out to be kind of minor chords here and there, and a little more of the 60s. You know, we loved the Sir Douglas Quintet.
Yes.
And we had the Mendocino record.
Big influence on us.
Sir Douglas Quintet is back. We'd like to thank all of our beautiful friends all over the country for all the beautiful vibrations. We love you.
Teeny Papa. My teenager, I caught your wave last night, it's in my mind and wonder. I love you so.
You could find that Mendocino record used, and we all had it, and we, you know, we listened to it a lot.
I think the Jayhawks have had and continue to have the best kind of musical career. I mean, 26 years ago when you started, you just wanted to make music. I'm projecting that because I know for myself, I just wanted to play cool records on the radio. And to be able to keep doing that is the real gift. And bands who kind of have that meteoric rise and then they fall and then they fall off the radar, whereas the Jayhawks have just had their natural evolution musically, membership-wise, and then here we are 26 years later, making great music. It's just, I mean, it's a blessing.
Yeah, I like when Mark says, you know, our first goal was to get a Friday night at the Uptown Bar. It wasn't like to, you know, make a big record. It was just like, let's move from Tuesday to Thursday, and then maybe we'll get an opening slot on Friday, and eventually we can headline Friday night. That was like our first goal.
Put your shoes on, take a breath of the northern air. Rub those eyes, genuflect beneath the starry sky. Before you climb the mountain, first the foot. Shining armor.
The Jayhawks and the encore they performed for us in Studio 1A last week, Smile. Coming up, the guys who helped pave the way for alt country, the Flatlanders, and a conversation with biographer John T. Davis about the classic Texas group as the Austin music experience continues. We welcome to the Austin Music Experience journalist John T. Davis, who has a brand new book called The Flatlanders, Now It's Now Again, and you'll find John T. Davis at the Texas Book Festival next Sunday at the Music Tent at 2. He'll be signing copies of his book, and Butch Hancock and Jimmy Dale Gilmore from The Flatlanders will be there with him. John T., congratulations on a great book.
Thank you very much, and thanks for having me.
So I'll just ask you the question, why a book on The Flatlanders?
Well, there's not been one before, and they were in their own sort of left-of-center way a very influential musical group, not only on the Texas singer-songwriter genre, but on Americana and roots music across the country. There's people, musicians all over the country that have been influenced by these guys.
And who influenced the Flatlanders?
That's an interesting question, because they were the product of so many random influences that trickled into West Texas, everybody from Elvis Presley to Bob Wills to Hank Snow and, you know, contemporaries like Buddy Holly and Roy Orbison.
Now, you're from Lubbock originally?
No, my father's people are all from Lubbock. My dad grew up there, and my grandparents, I always say, I come from a long line of school teachers and football coaches in West Texas.
But the fact that but you do have West Texas roots, and the Flatlanders story, which you've written, Lubbock is just so integral to the Flatlanders, isn't it?
Well, it is. I mean, even their name evokes that countryside. And that's the way I kind of got into writing about the band, was to write about the country, the land, the topography, and eventually drilling down to the city, and eventually drilling down into a little house they all shared on 14th Street near the Texas Tech campus, where they all got together for the first time.
What year did the Flatlanders all get?
It was sort of amorphous. They made friends and knew friends of friends, but they really sat around and cohered, if you will, probably in the late 60s, around 1970, early 71.
Now, in this day and age, we think of the Flatlanders as Butch Hancock, Jimmy Dale Gilmore, and Joe Ely, but there were other guys.
Yeah, there were. In fact, one of the other guys, Tony Pearson, who played mandolin, actually gave them their name in a Nashville studio. Someone remarked that you Flatlanders have come to teach us how to play mountain music here in Nashville. And Tony's ears perked up, and he said, "That's it. We're the Flatlanders." And there was another guy named Steve Wesson who had a musical saw, which was pretty novel for the time. And there was a third fellow who was more peripherally associated with them named Sylvester Rice, who helped get them their Nashville recording deal.
We're talking with journalist John T. Davis today on the Austin Music Experience. His new book is The Flatlanders, Now It's Now Again. John T. will be part of the Texas Book Festival at the Music Tent next Sunday at 2 o'clock. So The Flatlanders, the good thing about this book is there's a lot of legends and things that are, as you say, amorphous, but they do get nailed down via you and this book. So there was a Flatlanders record made, and then it didn't really come out till 1990. I mean, I guess it came out originally on 8-track or whatever, but what's the story on that very first record?
Well, Sylvester Rice, the fellow I mentioned earlier, had some input with local West Texas DJs and things like that. And there was a connection made between them and a Nashville producer and record label executive named Shelby Singleton. And the Flatlanders went to Odessa, of all places, because that was the only place they could afford to record a demo tape. The demo tape made its way to Nashville through some mutual acquaintances, and they got a deal to come up and record in Nashville. Well, at the time, the way records were broken is a single would be released, an influential DJ would hopefully pick it up and push it, and then the album would follow. Well, they picked a single from the album, and it was Jimmy Dale Gilmore's well-known song, Dallas. Have you ever seen Dallas from a DC-9 at night?
Did you ever see Dallas from a DC-9 at night? Well, Dallas is a jewel, oh yeah, Dallas is a beautiful sight. And Dallas is a jungle, but Dallas gives a beautiful light. Did you ever see Dallas from a DC-9 at night?
And that single was sent first to Bill Mack in Dallas-Fort Worth, who was a hugely influential all-night DJ. He took one listen to it and decided it, according to Jimmy Dale Gilmore, Bill Mack decided it defamed the Fair Metroplex, saying things like, Dallas is a rich man with a death wish in his eye and stuff, and he dropped it cold. And when the single got dropped cold, Shelby Singleton decided to shelve the album.
And it did come out in 1990 under the name More a Legend Than a Band. The version that came out had overdubs and stuff. Were the masters were lost?
The masters were either re-recorded or were discarded. Joe Ely, having produced many, many records in his own right, says he could detect the overdubs when he heard the Rounder Records, More a Legend Than a Band recordings. So all that is left is what is on that Rounder recording.
Now, these tapes are not to be confused with a record that came out a couple years ago, the Odessa tapes.
Completely different. The Odessa tapes, the demo tapes that I spoke of earlier, is what led to the Nashville recordings. But what is so wonderful is those tapes miraculously survived on the top shelf of Sylvester Rice's bedroom closet for decades.
Tonight, I think I'm gonna go downtown. Tonight, I think I'm gonna look around for something I couldn't see when this world was more real to me out of night. I think I'm gonna go downtown.
To me, is the purest distillation of what the first incarnation of the Flatlanders were like. These guys sitting around in a windy little studio in the middle of nowhere, singing to one another and just doing it for the joy of it. No overdubs, no second takes, no nothing. And it's just a pure, like moonshine whiskey type experience, just unadulterated.
Author John T. Davis's new book is The Flatlanders, Now It's Now Again. We talked earlier about people that were influenced by or that the Flatlanders did influence. I know their fans include people like David Byrne and Don Imus, but were the Flatlanders considered part of the progressive country scare in Austin? You always hear Jerry Jeff, you hear Willie Nelson. You don't really hear these guys mentioned in that breath.
I think they preceded it. They played the Armadillo World Headquarters Beer Garden and played in the Armadillo itself. But their influences were more folkish than the country rock type thing. For one thing, they didn't have a drummer. And for another thing, they weren't career-driven in the way that Michael Martin Murphy or Willie or Jerry Jeff were. The Flatlanders was just a serendipitous group of people who happened to love making music together. My contemporary, Don McLeese, he put it wonderfully when he said, a lot of bands pretend to be friends. This was a group of friends pretending to be a band.
Well, I know you'll have a good time at the Texas Book Festival next Sunday at 2 in the music tent with Butch and Jimmy on hand with you. John T. Davis has been our guest, and the book is called The Flatlanders, Now It's Now Again. And I don't want to give anything away, but sort of the culmination of the book is these guys wind up selling out Carnegie Hall last year.
They did. They sold out a venue in Carnegie Hall, not the big room, but a big enough room. And it was people came, family, friends, and fans from all over the country got to come in and experience these guys who started out sitting around a coffee table in a living room in Lubbock, Texas, selling out Carnegie Hall. It was quite a deal.
No matter how high their hopes were, I don't know that they could have anticipated that.
I don't know. They had them up high, but I don't know if they had them that high.
John T. Davis, thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Well, I left my home out on the great high plain, headed for some new terrain. Standing at the highway with my coffee cup, wondering who was gonna pick me up. I had my hopes up high. I never thought that I would ever wonder why I ever said goodbye. I had my hopes up high.
Oh, good morning, Butch.
Now the first ride I got was on a dynamite truck. The driver kept on telling me his bad luck. As we swerved around the curve, I began to shout. I said, hey, mister, would you let me out? I had my hopes up high. I never thought that I would ever wonder why I ever said goodbye. I had my hopes up high. Oh, Jimmy Dale.
Well, the next ride I got was with a man in trouble. The beard on his face was all in the stubble. Going down the highway doing 99, I said, hey, mister, you're out of your mind. I had my hopes up high.
I never thought that I
would ever wonder why I ever said goodbye. I had my hopes up high.
Robbie Gerso on the guitar.
Next ride I got was with a preacher man. He told me that the wicked would be buried in sand. I don't know why I did it, but I lost control. I said, hey, hey, Papa, would you save my soul? I had my hopes up high.
I never thought that I would ever wonder why I ever said goodbye. I had my hopes up high.
Got a ride on a carnival train. I nearly blew away in a hurricane. Thinking about the preacher down in New Orleans, sitting on the Delta sifting dreams. I had my hopes up high.
I never thought that I would ever wonder why I ever said goodbye. I had my hopes up high.
Well, I left my home out on the great high plain, searching for some new terrain. Standing on the highway with my coffee cup and wondering who was gonna pick me up. I had my hopes up high.
I never thought that I would ever wonder why I ever said goodbye. I had my hopes up high. Never thought that I would ever wonder why I ever said goodbye. I had my hopes up high.
That was obviously a live take on the Flatlanders. I had my hopes up high. And the Flatlanders are the subject of a new book by John T. Davis. You can find him and Butch and Jimmy at the Texas Book Festival next Sunday. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget, you can find videos from Studio 1A and backstage at ACL Fest, plus all the past episodes of the Austin Music Experience at our website, kutx.org. The Austin Music Experience is a production of KUTX Austin, produced by Art Levy, with assistance from myself and Tyler Pratt. Our live music engineers, Cliff Hargrove and Casey Cheek. I'm Jody Denberg. Good night, Austin, Texas, wherever you are.